The reason why I make this statement that we must, gentlemen, take charge of our homes. The time to kind of let it ride is over. Because we've all kind of been waiting. Let's be real. We've all kind of sat back. We've all said, all right, well, Trump's gonna come back and he's gonna reopen the country and we're gonna take this sucker back. Maybe. We had that, I guess we were clinging to that hope, right? Just clinging to it. Until yesterday. Till Trump came out and gave his prepared remarks and then stepped to the side and looked at the slides and looked at the guidelines while Dr. Scarfenstein, read off on the phases. That's right. I guess they were like, hey, everybody liked those MCU movies, right? They were in phases. Let's make our thing phases. And that way everybody will be, you know, okay with it. And I will take a comment or a critique from crazy leftist idiots like Chris Hayes. This isn't really a plan. Right? It's very sketched out and broad. Phase one. If you read phase one, it's like, oh, good. So phase one is pretty much what we are now. Nobody wants to say it, but phase one is now. All vulnerable individuals should continue to shelter in place. Okay? All individuals, when in public, maximize distance from others. Socializing in groups of 10 or more people. Avoid it. And avoid non-essential travel. So we're all in phase one. We're all in phase one right now. I know they're going to be like, you can go into phase one. We're in phase one. But then, if you're a good boy and girl, and you eat your vegetables and you say your prayers, brother, you get to go into phase two. Oh, phase two sounds good, right? We're advancing on. We're returning to normal. I looked at my wife got a message from her boss last week, and she's like, my boss told me I may be telecommuting for the rest of the year. And you know what? You look at phase two. Phase two, or phase one, encourage telecommuting workers whenever possible. And that's never mentioned again. But phase one for specific activities and employers, continue with large venues. Strict physical distancing protocols. How the hell are you going to have a large venue with strict social distancing protocols? It's an oxymoron. Elective surgeries can resume when you're in phase one. Gyms can adhere it as long as there's strict physical distancing and sanitary protocols. So like 3 people can go to your gym? And then bars? Hey, too bad. You suckers have to remain closed. Then you move into phase two where, and you can read these. I'll drop this in the chat room. The reason why I highlight that, let me just highlight phase one. I might highlight phase two in the other side of the spray. Yeah, I'll do that and then talk about the 5 things that the Associated Press wants you to know. By the way, Dan Savekas joins me top of the next hour. Always glad to have him on. Talk about his latest article from FreedomWorks where he says, let this crisis be different. We can talk to him about that. Another amazing article by Dan. But we look at phase one, and phase one just pretty much confirms what we all had the sneaking suspicion of. We ain't getting out of this. We ain't going back to normal. Life on February 1st, we ain't going back to it. And I know people... And guess what? People are protesting. People are raising their voices. They're making their voices be heard. That's great. The longer this thing goes, the more people rediscover that independent streak that Americans talk about but don't really access. But phase one tells you if you're out of work right now and the president saunters up there and he gives you phase one, what hope do you have of finding a job with phase one? There is no hope. Right? There is no, if you have no job right now, what does phase one tell you? And I'll mention this now, but I'll keep coming back to it. The president of the United States probably doesn't want to get reelected. I think I'm more and more on that. Because if you're the president and you look at phase one, you're like, this is a way to keep me. This is a way for you guys to steal the election from me right out from under my nose. What do I mean? These governors have to sign off. Everything's at the discretion of the governors, which hey, I'm okay with because I'm all about that federalism. All about that federalism, man. But let's I talked about this with Mike Church during our crosstalk. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, all led by Democratic governors, all at their own discretion can go through phase one. Well, you know, as Governor Queen Karen of House Soccer Mom, that's Governor Whitmer of Michigan, you can protest all you want, you little plebs, but I'm not going to have large menus. Oh, no more MAGA rallies in Michigan. Democratic governor of Wisconsin, for the safety of the people, blah, blah, spitting out excrement as he speaks. No large gatherings. No MAGA rallies in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Done. No more. We can't have elections. I don't want to go out of phase one because we're seeing a spike. Because remember, if you've listened to the Bear Brief for any amount of time, data can be what? Manipulated. All of a sudden, if you just start pulling to New York and everything that happens is coded COVID-19. Oh, look at that. Look at that. We've had a spike. We have to return. We have to retreat to phase one. No large gatherings. Can't have the election. We're going to have it by mail in the state of Michigan, the state of Pennsylvania, and the state of Wisconsin. Three states Trump needed to win. He will not win those now. He will not. Because the governors have at their discretion when they can open back up. We'll talk about this as we continue. A lot to talk about here in the Bear Brief and the Crusade Channel. Always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. The last live radio station standing.